You're listening to the Au Pair Affair murder trial of Branton Banfield from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Now, back to the courtroom.
I'm going to first ask you to state and spell your name for the court record.
My name is Alicia Dale, A-L-I-C-I-A-D-A-L-E.
And what is your occupation?
I'm the custodian of records for the Department of Public Safety Communications in Fairfax County.
And how long have you been employed in that capacity?
Since May of 2021.
Can you explain your duties and your responsibilities in that position, please?
I am to maintain the records within the custody of our department, whether that's retention, disbursement, or destruction.
And can you explain the 911 call system in the Fairfax County Police Department and how it operates?
Once a call is placed, a 911 call is placed within the confines of the Fairfax County, the telephone system actually routes it to the corresponding public safety answering point, and we are that within Fairfax County. The call is then dispersed to a call taker and it's processed.
And is the recording of each call is that recording made in the ordinary course of business and then maintained for a period of time?
Yes.
And are these recordings created when the call is made?
Yes.
Is it part of your job to keep and maintain these recordings?
Yes.
And were you asked to pull recorded calls made on February 24th, 2023?
Yes.
At this point in time, I'm going to ask Madam Clerk to display my screen to the witness and to counsel, but no one else at this point. And I am going to mute my computer first so we don't get unwanted sound. I'm going to ask you to take a look at three files, and then I'm going to ask you to identify them. This is the first one. And I'm going to show you all three and then ask you about them, if that's okay.
Okay.
Just for the record, what evidence number would this be?
This is Commonwealth's Exhibit 1.
Would be the first one you showed her? Okay, thank you.
The second one, Your Honor, is Commonwealth's Exhibit 2.
Okay.
So if you're seeing on your screen Commonwealth's Exhibit 2, that's the second one that I'm going to talk to you about. And then I'm going to show Commonwealth's Exhibit 3. And this would be the third one that I'm going to talk to you about.
Okay.
Now, I showed you three files. Do you recognize those files?
Yes.
And how do you recognize them?
I actually reviewed them this morning before court.
I was just going to ask you if you've reviewed these exhibits before today. You've already answered that. Have you modified these calls in any way?
No.
At this point, Judge, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the court to, I'm going to move these in as Commonwealth's Exhibit 1, 2, and 3.
Any objection to Commonwealth 1, 2, and 3? All right, 1, 2, and 3 are in evidence.
Before I play them, what I would like to do is ask you some questions about the timing of them. When we're looking at Commonwealth's Exhibit 1, and I'm going to go back to Commonwealth's Exhibit 1 on your screen, hopefully, for you. At the bottom, it's at the bottom left-hand side of my screen.
Yes.
The numbers 74732. What do those numbers indicate?
That means the call was received, answered at 7:47 a.m.
Okay. And then the timestamp on Commonwealth's Exhibit 2, likewise, I'm going to put that back up on the screen. And we see 7:47:49.
And that call was placed, that was an outgoing call at 7:47:49 a.m.
Okay. And then looking at Commonwealth's Exhibit number 3, we see that that is 8:02:05.
And that was a 911 call received, answered at 8:02 a.m.
Okay. Thank you. At this point, Judge, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the 911 calls.
All right.
Four, 2,000, 23, 7, 47, 32.
Fairfax County 911, where's your emergency? Hello, Fairfax County 911.
February 24, 2,000, 23, 7, 47, 39.
And this is 2.
24, 2,000, 23, 7, 47, 49. Please leave your message for 571-426-2112.
Hello, this is Fairfax County 911. We had a call from this number. If you have an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. This call was made in error. You can disregard this message. Thank you.
February 24, 2023, 748-40.
And this is 3.
24, 2,000, 23, 8, 0, 2, 0, 5.
Fairfax County 911, where's your emergency?
I need help. My friend, she just is stuck in the night now. She's bleeding a lot. I don't know what to do anymore.
Okay, where are you located? What's your address? Take a deep breath for me. Just let me know your address.
It's 1-3-1-3.
Okay, 1-3. Take a deep breath for me. You're on Stablebrook Way. Are you on Stablebrook Way?
Yes.
What's your house number?
It's, what's number of...
Is there somebody else there that can give you the address?
Okay. 1330 Stablebrook Way.
Okay. And what's your name and what's going on?
My name is Brendan Banfield. I'm a federal agent. This is my house. There's somebody here. I shot him. But he stabbed her. She's bleeding. She's got several marks on her neck. What do I do?
Okay. So what I need you to do is apply direct pressure directly to where she's bleeding from, okay? And if it becomes soaked, just add more cloth to what is already there. How old is the person?
I don't know.
The person that's bleeding?
37.
Okay. Okay. So the person that you shot, where is he?
I don't know him.
Okay, where is he though?
He's here. He's on the ground.
Okay. Okay. And the person that he stabbed, where are they now? Are they still in the hospital? I have rescue coming to you.
I just don't know what to do.
Okay. So I want you to get a clean cloth and apply direct pressure to where you're bleeding from, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, are you the one that's bleeding? Just keep applying pressure. Don't remove it. If it becomes soaked, just add more cloth to what is already there. Do not use a tourniquet. If one is already on, don't remove it, and don't throw or flush any blood-soaked items, okay? And, sir, I need you not to touch the weapons or disturb the scene at all, and don't touch or remove any impaled object, okay? Sir, hello? Ma'am, can you hear me?
Oh, hold on.
Okay. Are you the one that was injured?
She's not responding.
Okay. Can you tell me how her breathing is?
She's still breathing.
Okay. Just keep applying pressure to where she's bleeding from and just put her on her side, okay?
On her side?
Yeah, on her side. You said she's breathing normally, she's just not responding to you.
She's got a very big hole in her neck.
Okay. Just keep applying pressure, okay? Just keep adding more pressure. It's already there. And who am I speaking to? Who are you, dear? Who's the person? Where's the person that's bleeding? Where are they in the house?
They're upstairs.
Okay.
They're in the bedroom.
Okay, and where is the person that was shot? Are they also in the house downstairs?
Yes.
In the bedroom, too.
Okay. Okay.
Help,
yeah, they're on the way. They're coming to you now, lights and sirens, okay? And any weapon is secured, correct? Any weapon is secured?
I have the weapon.
Okay, can you just leave it where it is?
Yeah.
Okay. And you say you don't know the individual that was shot?
No. I never think that.
Okay. And sir, where are you? Are you taking care of the person upstairs?
I'm trying.
I'm trying, but okay. it's too long.
Okay, I have officers that are pulling up outside, okay? So just make sure the weapon is put police where it is and it's secure, and just keep applying pressure. And make sure your door is unlocked. Can we make sure that's done?
All right.
Okay. And if there's any ammo, please make sure they put away.
I'm off the door.
Okay. The door. Okay.
So make sure your weapon is down, sir, and that you're coming to the door with your hands up so the officers can see you.
Okay. I'm locked.
Okay, and the weapon is down?
Okay, now look. Look how hard it is.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Are they coming?
Yeah, they're on the way. You should see them soon. They're pulling up outside right now. Let me know if you can see them, okay?
I can see them?
Mm-hmm. You should be able to see them too.
Huh?
Okay. And no one has a weapon, right? The weapon's down?
No, the weapon's down.
Okay.
My weapon's down.
I hear them.
Okay. They're pulling up outside. Just keep applying pressure to where she's bleeding from and just make sure she's
okay.
Okay.
Can we join us? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me know if the officers are with you.
when they come here?
Yeah, they're pulling up now. They're going to make their way to you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm showing them outside.
Okay. They can come in.
I'll go ahead and disconnect with you, speak. Go ahead.
Come in. You guys. It's over here.
Where did it go?
Where did it go? It's up here.
Right here, on the
bed. Being the mouse too. So, you just, you know.
In my house.
You just going out.
My God. February 24, 2000. 23, 8, 10, 38.
Judge, I don't have any further questions. Mr. Carroll may have some questions.
Cross-examination.
Ms. Dale, I've heard that before, but when I was listening now, it appeared that there was a lot of typing going on. Do you know, was that typing verbatim what was being said to the dispatch?
Verbatim, no.
Okay. Do you know if the dispatcher typed what my client said, that he was a federal law enforcement officer and that he had shot someone who was in his bedroom? Do you know if they typed that?
I don't remember exactly what was typed into the CAT event far as what was surmised from the phone call.
Would that be part of the records that you're the custodian of?
Yes.
Okay. Do you recall if it was typed in what he said, which was that he stabbed my wife in the neck?
Objection. I don't think that was what was said, and we can listen to the call.
What's your legal objection, please?
Seems facts, not in evidence.
Overruled. Go ahead.
Was that transcribed?
In the actual event?
Yes.
I would have to review the record.
Okay. Did you review the record this morning?
I reviewed the phone calls.
The phone calls. Okay. So an additional review would be required to know what was sent out that was typed to the by dispatch.
Correct.
Okay. I don't have any further questions, Your Honor.
All right. Redirect?
No redirect, Judge.
All right. Is this witness subject to recall?
More of the Au Pair Affair murder trial of Brandon Banfield is coming up from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.